The plan cleared the Senate on a 28-5 vote, which is more than enough to override Doyle. This version was changed to prohibit guns within 100 feet of schools and keep people from carrying guns if their blood alcohol percentage is 0.02 or above. Schofield Democrat Russ Decker was one of those who supported the bill. He rejected claims that putting more guns on the street would put residents in danger.
I don't think any legislator, whether it's Republican or Democrat, in the Assembly or in the Senate, would ever vote to make their communities less safe. I don't know how we're making this quantum leap that law-abiding citizens are all of a sudden going to become reckless and irresponsible.
Decker noted that people will still have to undergo safety training and criminal background checks before they get a concealed carry license. But Madison Democrat Fred Risser sees the issue differently. He thinks it's a big mistake to pass a law that doesn't screen applicants by checking their fingerprints first. He says that will make it tougher for police to enforce.
We hire these people to protect us, and then we tie their hands. This bill is anti-law enforcement.
Once Governor Doyle vetoes this measure, it will take a two-thirds vote by both chambers of the legislature to override him. While it appears the Senate has the numbers, the final tally will likely be closer in the state assembly. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.